What is up, guys? I'm United Wolves here, and this is my first podcast. So, yeah. So, my podcast is about sports. And, yeah. So, today's segment is football, the NFL. So, after the last couple weeks, we've had the divisional rounds and the wild card. So, wild card, Colts won 21-7. Chargers won 23-17. Cowboys won 24-22. And Eagles won 16-15 on that Bears barely missed field goal. So, yeah. The reason I'm called United Wolves is because my favorite team is the Minnesota Timberwolves. My favorite MLB team is the Chicago Cubs. And my favorite NFL team is the one and only Jacksonville Jaguars. Don't know how I made that noise, but it's whatever. So, yeah. So, this week for the conference championship on Sunday, we have at 2:05, we have Rams and Saints. So, my predictions for that one. So, time for predictions. I'm going to go Rams and Saints on this one, because I'm going to go Rams, because Rams overall have the better defense than the Saints do, and overall, they have the better offense. So, Rams are going to the Super Bowl. Patriots, Chiefs, I'm going to be honest, guys, I don't want either of these teams to go, so I'm gonna go Chiefs, Patriots. So the Chiefs are gonna win. Patriots are gonna miss by a dinked field goal with, so they're gonna be tied. So then their kicker is gonna, Gostkowski is gonna dink a field goal. Chiefs guy's gonna catch it, returner, whoever it's gonna be. He's gonna take it all the way, and the Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, let's see that. So, the news around the league. Eric Berry is going to be healthy for the Chiefs. So, the Saints are reportedly not going to have Ben Watson. That might be a little bit, you know, hard. So, let's talk about the final standings for the year. Patriots got first place once again. The Dolphins got second. Oh, really? They didn't do the... That's a bad division. The Bills, and then the Jets finished in fourth place. Chiefs were in first place. The Chargers were in second. Broncos were in third. Raiders were in fourth. Sorry, guys. The cringe is real. So then, Ravens, then the Steelers, then the Browns, then Bengals. Browns had a super good year. That's nice. Sucks that they couldn't quite make the playoffs, but they have a bright future ahead of them. They might even go to the playoffs next year. So, let's go. So, then we got the Texans winning the division. Colts, Titans, and then the Jaguars. That was tough. Like, really tough. So, then we're going to the Cowboys winning the division with the Eagles in second, Redskins in third, and Giants in fourth. And then we got the Rams winning the division. Then we got the Seahawks, 49ers, and Cardinals. Then the surprising Bears coming out of nowhere, not doing the best the last couple years, coming out, winning the division. Vikings. Why did I just call them the Vikings? The Vikings would, all they had to do was win that last game, and they're going to the playoffs. Let's take a moment of silence for their playoff dreams being killed. Guys, it's United Wolves here. Welcome back. And today's segment is the NBA. So, yes, we're going to have NFL up here today, which is, that's already up there. We're also going to have the NBA. Tomorrow's segment will probably be, you know, baseball. I'm a big baseball fan, so let's get to it. So today's matchups are the Nets and the Magic, the Heats and the Pistons, Cavaliers, Jazz, Warriors, Clippers, Grizzlies, Celtics, Spurs, Timberwolves, and Pelicans, Trailblazers. So yesterday's final scores were the Wizards beating the Knicks by a score of 100-101. 76ers winning 120-96. Hornets winning 114-95. My bad. Nuggets beating the Bulls by 135-105. And then we got the Raptors beating the Suns by a margin of 2. So the final score was 111-109. Lakers squeezing behind the Thunder with a win 138-128. So the standings. Bucks in the Eastern first place. So here would be, they would end the season right here, right now. Dang, the Cavs are having a tough year. So if they were, so the playoff teams, if they were to end it right now, Bucks, Raptors, Pacers, 76ers, Celtics, Heat, the Nets, Hornets, and Pistons. And then in the Western, Warriors take first with a 31 wins and 14 losses. Nuggets with a in second place with 30-14. Thunder at third. Trailblazers in fourth. Rockets fifth. Spurs sixth. Clippers seventh. Lakers eighth. And Jazz nine. Then we got the Kings, Timberwolves, Pelicans, Mavericks, and Mavericks, Grizzlies, and Suns. So let's go to news. Pelicans shoot-around updated, presented by Hub International. Trail of shooters coming off a big game versus the Warriors. Knicks and Pelicans have interest in both Jabari Parker. Report, Sixers, Nets, Magic, Rockets, Pelicans are top trade deadline buyers. Don't know why I'm speaking like this. Portland Trail Blazers and New Orleans Pelicans preview. Can't wait for that one. So then we got the New Orleans, that's all for the news today. Just kidding. So then we got Draymond Green is struggling as a rim protector this year. Yeah. Ben Simmons can't shoot a three, and a good team knows it. Sorry, Ben. You can't really do it. Dallas Mavericks coach Carlisle reaches out frustrated by point guard Dennis Smith Jr. Lack of effort. Kyrie Irving's turbulent early career might explain his leadership problem. So, yeah. What they mean by that is that he's been on a team with LeBron. Which is, we all know that he was probably one of the leaders. So since Kyrie left, he probably had some trouble. So that's what that's saying. So yeah. Sorry. Okay, keep going. So we'll do three more. I don't like including Draymond, Kawhi, and Lonzo. Lowy, 10 things I like and I don't like, including Draymond Green, Derek Kawhi Leonard and Lonzo Ball. John Clark says Derrick Rose helped Karl-Anthony Towns move past Jimmy Butler. Which NBA rookies will join Luke Doncic in an All-Star game someday? So that's all for news. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to watch. Hope you guys liked it. And yeah, next time our segment will be MLB. Go Timberwolves.